Give me his name, address, and the names of anyone close to him before I get out of here, I instructed him. Aye, cool, he said, and then he walked away from my cell door. After that nigga Winston walked away from my cell, I thought about whether he was really serious or not. I also thought about if the $10,000 he was paying me to execute that nigga was enough. I wasn't a contract killer, so I didn't know the going rates for bodies. I just hoped that if this was a legit hit, I would get the rest of my money after I completed my job. If not, then anyone connected to Winston was going to die.
Chapter 2. Free My Brother. My twin brother, Aiden, was getting out of prison today, and boy, was I happy. He's been in prison so much I've lost track of the time he's done. And as much as I tell him that I miss him while he's doing time, it seems to go in one ear and out the other. Aiden was definitely detached from everything dealing with people and feelings. I think he checked out a long time ago, when we both got in trouble for beating a kid up, ultimately killing him. After that, Aiden's view of life was, nothing really matters. I often told him how much I loved him, but I never got an I love you back. I knew he loved me, but showing emotions and talking about them wasn't something that Aiden did. I've learned a long time ago that Aiden and I only had each other, so we made a pact that no one would ever come between us, and we've done that until this day. I was front and center of the jail, where Aiden was doing his time. I was sitting in a tan, four-door, late-model Cadillac SUV. The truck belonged to a guy I was fucking named Nashad Stone. He was a 35-year-old merchant seaman. He was currently out to sea for a 90-day trip, so he was scheduled to be back in Norfolk in 2 weeks or so. He and I had been seeing each other for close to 6 months now. I liked him, but sometimes I wasn't sure. Sometimes I thought I had feelings for him because my brother Aiden wasn't around. Now that Aiden's getting out of jail, I'd have to see if my feelings for Nashad would fade. When I looked at the clock on the dashboard of the SUV, the time was 7:30 a.m. The Virginia Beach Jail always let inmates that had been released from custody out by 8 a.m. So I knew that at any moment my brother was going to be walking out of that iron door. While I sat in the truck and waited, I popped in one of Nashad's mix CDs that niggas be selling in front of the corner store. The CD had some of Lil Wayne's and Future's music. I started pumping the music loud as fuck, but when a Virginia Beach cop walked by the truck, he asked me to turn the music down before he wrote me a ticket. I almost flipped out on that rookie-ass cop, but when I saw movement on the left side, I looked in that direction and noticed that it was my brother walking my way. Ignoring the cop, I turned the music down, hopped out of the truck, and ran toward my brother. His smile was as bright as the sun. Aiden, I missed you so much, I yelled. When I got within arm's distance of him, he dropped the brown paper bag he was carrying. I jumped right into his arms. I'm so glad they let you out of that shithole, I said with excitement and kissed him on the cheek. You know me. I don't care if I'm in or not. All I care about is seeing you, Aiden said, his face showing no emotion. Ever since we were kids, Aiden has had this attitude that he didn't care about anything. I partly blamed my mother, because she never really gave a fuck about my brother and me. Okay, granted, we killed a little kid when we were in middle school, but what we did was only out of retaliation. That motherfucker kept bullying my brother, so we had to take a stand. My mother didn't care, though. She saw an opportunity and left my brother and me to rot in a juvenile detention center. So this man standing in front of me didn't trust or love anyone but me. He didn't even love himself. That's why I couldn't ever turn my back on him. After he let me down on the ground, I grabbed his left hand and pulled him in the direction of the truck I was driving. What did that cop say to you? Aiden wanted to know. He was just telling me to turn the music down. Fucking racist ass cops. I fucking hate them, Aiden huffed. Don't let them get you all...